Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: cloudy, lows around 40. The Racine man accused of causing a serious accident at the intersection of Highway 20 and 90th Street Monday evening appeared in court this afternoon for an initial appearance. 20-year-old Christopher Hetchler has been charged with use of a vehicle with a controlled substance in his blood, causing great bodily harm, and misdemeanor counts of possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. The accident was witnessed by a Mount Pleasant police officer who was on his way to another call. Hetchler is accused of making a left turn into the path of another vehicle that had the right-of-way at the intersection. A passenger in Hetchler's truck had to be extricated from the vehicle and was transported to Frederick Hospital for treatment of serious injuries. The driver of the other truck was not seriously injured. A preliminary hearing for Hetchler is scheduled for next Wednesday. Rescue teams gathered at Racine's 5th Street boat launch to help a jet ski operator whose machine became inoperable about 2 miles out into Lake Michigan. Coast Guard Station Kenosha was also involved in rescuing the operator, who reported he did have a life jacket. The incident was reported at about 3:30. The Racine Unified School District now unsure feedback on adjusting school start and end times to make them uniform at different levels. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
The district website has a survey for input from anyone with or without a student. The list of questions also gets into issues like childcare, transportation, even early release versus full day release for teacher instruction. The Board of Education has not yet dealt with the school times issue. Survey results and those of the students in another questionnaire, they'll all be incorporated into a recommendation from RUSD administration. Go online to rusd.org to take the survey. I'm Tom Carkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.
The Kenosha Unified School Board votes to retain medical insurance from the union-affiliated WEA Trust, while also voting to drop long-term health care coverage and save $2.6 million in the first year alone. The motion to drop the insurance included a mandate that the savings be plowed into staff salaries, which Board Member Gary Kunich strongly supported.
Our budgets, frankly, have been horrible. Our hands have been tied. You know, we've been able to give bonuses, but this really, really enables us to really do what you guys have been asking us, to attract and retain the very best teachers. And so I'm excited about that possibility.
While applauding the decision to retain WEA Trust, Kenosha Teachers Union Interim Director Scott Farnsworth said the board could have allocated some of the savings to help retirees and senior staff buy up their long-term policies. In a few months, the village of Sturtevant will close the tax incremental district for Renaissance Business Park, and that will mean a boost in the annual tax revenue, plus a one-time payment estimated in excess of $1 million. The village board during last night's committee meeting kicked around some ideas for using that funding in the short and long term. Improving and expanding parks and other quality of life issues topped many lists. Trustee Jamie Hoffman said he would like to see an expansion of the police department.
We are looking at public safety correctly and having enough officers on the street? And are we paying our officers and chief? I don't want to be attacked here, but I want to make sure that our chief is being compensated somewhat close to industry, because
he's not right now.
Because right now he's not, and I need to see how we replace him. So
other ideas included a community library, ice skating rinks in the winter, and upgrades to the village hall, which hasn't seen any since the 1990s. Village Administrator Mary Cole will compile the wish lists of each trustee for discussion at a future meeting. The Pleasant Prairie Village Board this week heard from its legal counsel about recently enacted Wisconsin Act 156 impacting the placement of sexually violent offenders in the community. In Wisconsin, these offenders are classified based on details related to their crime. Level 3 means sexually violent. There are no such offenders residing anywhere in Kenosha County, according to the Department of Corrections. Pleasant Prairie's ordinance will still apply to Level 1 and 2 sexual offenders who are not sexually violent, but an amendment is being proposed to make their restrictions as tough, if not tougher, than what's on the books in abutting communities. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.